Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Julia Fernandes, member of the Movement of People Affected by Dams in La Via Campesina, and I speak on behalf of ABIA, members of the Global Campaign. First of all, I want to emphasize that the third draft is the only document legitimate to be the basis for this eighth session. The document presented by the President should not be considered, and therefore we reject the proposal of Mexico for its inclusion. In this sense, I will refer exclusively to the draft 3. Articles 4 and 5 on rights and protection of victims are of crucial importance for communities that have been seriously impacted by corporate crimes, and those who fight for access to justice and reparation are testimonies of the need to approve urgently this text. From the Global Campaign, we support the need to replace the word victims with the expression people and communities affected. This reflects in an appropriate way the reality of the subjects of the rights to whose protection this treaty is directed. We therefore propose a change in the initials of both articles, which would be called Rights of People and Affected Communities and Protection of People and Affected Communities, respectively. In the same way, we reiterate the proposal by Palestine regarding the inclusion throughout the entire text of the term violations to refer to the actions of transnational companies and other companies contrary to human rights. This was also suggested by Ecuador. We would like to underline once more that this text will form part of the international law of human rights, and that reference to national norms or protection levels existing at the national level should be avoided. This dynamic, proposed by Brazil last year and other states in these amendments to Article 4.1, is in contrary to the spirit of Resolution 26.9. And void of effective content in the future draft. Also eliminating your desire to achieve a level playing field and to establish the necessary legal security. We consider important the addition proposed by Palestine with respect to Article 4.2.C to take into account the specific factors that affect people and communities living in conflict areas, and to expand the rights relating to reparation and monitoring of the measures adopted. We emphasize that the recognition of non-jurisdictional reparation mechanisms in no case can replace the human right to access to justice. For the purpose of the full guarantee of the exercise of this right, we support the proposals of Cameroon, Namibia, and Palestine with the terminological modification that has been previously marked regarding access to information on the transnational corporation suit, the presumption of capacity of control by the parent company, and in particular, with respect to the rights of the people and communities affected, to request precautionary measures to prevent violations of human and environmental rights. I conclude my intervention by highlighting the importance of the Article 4 and Article 5 to ensure that people and communities affected are given access to justice and adequate, timely, and effective reparation. Thank you, Mr. President.